Mishinu Zayin Siv Zayin. Okay. Hoyulah Melilas Mirab Shabbos. Person had these Melilas. If the person was Mela Melilas Bashini Ma'at, Rashi Yitzbah. And so now you've broken the husk off of the kernel, and they're mixed together. You want to use something to separate them out. Well, you're not a bekanon. You cannot sift it with a kanon. So what is that? The funnel. Pirush Rashi: Klisha Rashi Echad Rocha Basheni Osikim in Marze. One side is wide, the other side is more like a tube. You put the kidneys with the husks, with the psoilus on the wide side, and you shake it, and the kidneys, which are heavier, go down the tube. The psoilus, which is lighter and bigger in pieces, nishar b'kli, remains in the upper part. Okay. Metamchui, or using a tamchui. Pirish kara gadola. So they would take a large bowl, and they put it into the bowl, and they would shake it around, and using centrifugal force, the kidneys would go down, and the shaft would stay up, and you separate the two. So you can't do that. So even though these are shinui, this is not the normal way to do breira, it's still a simir abonin. You can't even use two hands. The shape, you would pour it from one hand to the other, and as you're doing that, the shaft, which is lighter, the husks, which are lighter, would blow away. So that's also definitely a shinui, but that's still usur. What you can do is with one hand, and even though it's kolkecha, you throw it up, and they fall out that way. But that's mutter. That's enough of a shinui that Chazal were matter it. Melilas Mer of Shabbos Chafei, who then afil in Mola Ma'at of Shabbos Vechenal, or if you use the heter way of doing it in Sivav, either way, this next step of the process, Gamken Mutter LeNepech BiArachas, you can do the Nipuach part, which is literally blowing away the shaft. Kamei, behind the Nok Mer of Shabbos, the Shmin Lafilu Hoyelo Harbin Melilas Gamken Mutter LeNepech BiArachas, and the Kiddush Mer of Shabbos is in Shabbos, you can only do a little bit, but on Erev Shabbos you can do a large amount. And you're allowed to process that full amount with the Yad HaHakas. Because of a tamchoi, gezeira mishum napa kvora, the yesh b'zechi of chatas. Because if you use a napa and a kvora, your regular sifters and type of things, that's a chi of deraisa. So they asked for these mid rabbonin. What b'shay yadav? The Hanali Davik Shayada Yadav Ka'achas, Malikach, Bishneya Malipayach. I'm sorry, he doesn't throw from one to the other. It's throwing, but using both hands, throwing it up in the air. Or from one hand to the other is also the case of the way I gave you when we read the Sif. That's the case that Rama says is also. The Sharatian points out, Sivkot and Chav, that the Torah, that case the Torah allows from one hand to the other. Okay. Sif Ches. Ein Sharon es Akashinen. So it's a type of a grain. It's called Weitze Balaz. So what, you can't soak them. So what are you going to do? What are you doing over here? You're using water to separate the psoilus from the oichel. Tano shematzev mayim aleihem b'kli. You put them in a kli and you pour water on them. Kela hasar psoilus, and that removes the psoilus. So you're using the power of the water to remove the psoilus. You can't rub them by hand to remove the psoilus either. That's considered like barer. But what you are allowed to do is you're allowed to actually put it in the kibara and transport it. And as you're transporting, if some of them, some of the pesulis falls out, that's mutter. So the case of yours, you're not being mechaben to do breira. You're using the kvara as just a kli to hold it. So the fact that some falls is not a problem. So the mishmeruch of ches in sharon the hudin miyesh pesulis v'echol murabin. So in any other scenario, pesulis and echol, which are mixed together. Also, let them be mine. Kadesh yipol pesulis lamata kagan offer or shiatsav lamala kagan tevin. So I can put into water, and then if the issue of the pesulis is dirt, the dirt will fall to the bottom, and the foodstuffs will float to the top. Sometimes the opposite. The issue is that the pesulis is straw, which is very much lighter, so that'll go to the top first. But either way, you're using the water as the kli to do breira, so that's also hakashinim humaychol behema. So it was the type of thing they used for animal feed. It's actually it's roi for a person ayinayatchak, but the ikur was used for animal feed. So a person can't put the potatoes or something else into water, and the purpose of the water will wash away the dirt that's a form of breira. But you can put them into the kavora, even though the pesulis will fall through the cracks. You can, you may. But the Mishmaruch says, we're not talking about a case where he's doing that for the purpose of doing breira. He's doing it to transport it. And meanwhile, as he's transporting, some of the psalas might fall through the holes. So that's mutter. The not a secret, that's mutter. Okay.
So would this include, say, washing the potato from the faucet?
Yes. This would, if you wash the potato in the faucet. So Ramarsha talks about a person wants to wash fruit. So if the fruit doesn't look dirty, but your standard procedure is just to wash everything because, you know, there's chemicals there, something like that, that's not bravery because it's not nick or anything. But if there's actual dirt over there and you put it under the stream of the water to remove the dirt, that'd be usur. That's using the power of the water to do bravery. Okay, Bir Aloch over here. Dehavale kibarer. So language of Aruch is that this is that doing this with the water is kibarer. Meloshen Rashi bezeh dehavale barer. So Rashi holds that this is not kibarer. This is mamash barer the rice. Avayim prima gadam shemistavim yesh bezeh chiyav chatos. So the prima gadam is not sure if this would be a the rice or not. Then he's at the yesh lahavi, and we're missing the word raya. Not easy bezeh gimel and bezeh v'silmer mimbarer kadarko. We learn from Adiach v'shtrela. So, that the Mishnah that was referring to was on Yom Tov doing this, using water to do this. So, he named it a Kamri B'Shil Barakadarka on Yom Tov. We're talking about a real bona fide brayer the rice. It's only us in Rabbanon. So he proves that using the force of the water or the nature of the water to do a breira is a natural process. It's a valid, normal process. There is called breira. And the next Bir Loch just points out, in the case of the Pigresha, Rashi's mashma would be also to use the Kvora to transport it. Okay, Sif Tess. Mishmeris was a cloth, a very fine cloth, which you would use, you would pour the wine through it, and the Shmorim would be remain in the Mishmeris. It's called Mishmeris because it removes out the Shmorim, and the wine would go through. Filtzulim Erev Shabbos also Litan Bo Shmorim. Even if it's already set up, so the setting up itself is a problem. You can't pour the wine through it. That's going to be Malacha Berer, and that's the Raisa. of Nasa Bashwar Mayor Shabbos, Mutalitan Aleim Mayim, Kadeshiyaksu Slulim Lozuv. If it's already, the wine is already in there, and you want to pour water through, that's mutter. Now, what exactly is that, this water thing, what it's doing, we'll see in the Mishabura. Even after seeing the Mishabura, it's not a very easy halacha to understand. Let's see. Mishabura Laman Aleph. Mishamer is klishim esanim boshamorim vayayin yared zach v'tzolo. So you would use it to filter out the shamorim, and the wine would come through clear. It would be now that you would clarify the wine. So you can't pour the wine through the mishmeres. Also litan. Now the language that we're here is also litan. Sounds like it's only on the rabbanon. Mishmer points out, "V'chiv chadas nami yesh b'zeh." It's not a rabbanon. This is deraisa. Mishum berer sheniver ha'oichol me'apselus ayadezeh. Mishum merakid and shama gemora. The more has discussion whether this is the malacha berer or the malacha merakid. The question being, it's a derisa either way. The question of what malach is it? So the Gemara says that merake, the standard merake was doing it with flour. So this is like merake because you person shakes the, puts the flour with the psoilus in it into the sifter, shakes it, and the flour, which is very fine, falls through the holes, and the psoilus stays in the sifter. So mishmeres, the shmorim stay in the mishmeres, and the wine goes down below. So that in that way, it's similar to merakeid. So you're left holding the psoilus in your hands, and the oichel is going out. And the more has a tzad to say that it's more like berer.
Merakeid is sift.
Merakeid is sifting, right? So that so in that way, it's like merakeid, or the more has a tzad to say it's more like berer. That the nature of berer was you would take the oichel and the psoilus would stay bimkaimai. That's the standard way that you did berer. So over here, you're taking the psoilus because you're doing your action in the psoilus, and the wine is what's moving. So, I'm saying that's why it's not like berer. The reason why it's like berer is because there's the shmorim stay put and the wine goes out, whereas merakeid, you're actually processing both of them. And the word merakeid, the reason why it's called merakeid is because you make it dance, literally. You would shake it. So you're shaking the oichel and the psoilus together. Over here, you're doing, your whole maisa is just pouring the wine through, and the shmorim, as it were, just stay by themselves. So it's not like merakeid. Okay, so that's the first thing. So this is the rice. So now there's a second thing over here of pouring water through. So there's wine in there, and you're pouring water through. So slulim. Rosh Hashanah shmorim slulim. V'mayim zubim mehem imixus min hayayin shenisher b'lua boy. So you want the shmorim to clarify. It means you want to take out the, now the mishmorim seems to learn like this, that there's left in the shmorim is the shmorim plus a certain amount of wine. So when I pour the water through, so the water is going to pick up that wine and go through with it. Now, vis-a-vis the water going through the filter, nothing happens to the water. It came in as liquid, it goes out as a liquid, it has the flavoring or the taste of wine, but there's no brayer being done to the water. So that's what Mishabura focuses on. What the Mishabura does not focus on, what the Prima Gadim deals with, is there's really two brayers happening over here. There's a brayer of there's two possible brayers over here. We're questioning. I'm pouring wine. Excuse me. I'm pouring. I did my act of shimur. I poured the wine through. That was already yesterday, and now the wine is taken away, and it's in nice, beautiful bottles, and it's nice and clear, etc. I have this bag. This was made. It was a sack. It was a very fine sackcloth that they would use. So, and it has the shmorim sitting it, wet shmorim with a certain amount of wine left in them. I now take water and I pour it through this thing, and I'm pouring water through a filter. So l'char I'm doing breiris to the water. No, I'm not, because the water wet didn't get clear. It came out clear. There's nothing happened to the water. Fine. There's potentially a second breir over here, which the people got him says that I don't get. Is there's a teruvis of shmorim and wine, and I want to get the wine out of the shmorim, so I'm doing a breira of the wine from the shmorim. So I'm taking the good from the bad. The problem is, and I'm not using the kli for that, because the kli doesn't facilitate any of that. But I am using the water for that. The water is facilitating that. And once we said in the previous sif that using water to do breira is a problem, using the nature of water to be burra, the psalus from the oichel, is a problem. So why isn't it considered an act? I'm using the nature and the force of the water to take away the wine from the shmorim. So that's breira. And that, we said before, using water is like using a kli. So why is this mutter?
It's not the breira. It's
not. I understand, but you have to explain why. That's his question.
That it was breira.
I'm questioning, it's this, the chara should be a din of breira. Explain to me why it's not breira. You would say it's not breira. Okay, why? So I don't either. That's what I'm saying. So meanwhile, I think it's breira. So why is it mutter? I don't know. But Tom Shem and the Sina Samayim Shum Barer, Shamayim Shum Noisin, Slulim Heim, Main Behem Dabar Shisar Chlubar Mehem. The water's clear. There's nothing you need to filter out of the water. So the water goes through a filter. It comes out of the water. It's water, water. There's no filtering to the water. So the water is wonderful. Gavaldik. Why isn't it? Like Mishaburg ignores the other problem.
Why isn't it even more of a problem that you're using the Mishamarit to filter the wine out of the Shemarim as you did before? No. You get one Shemarim, you leave the Shemarim with a little wine behind, and then you get more of the wine out of the Shemarim. You're doing the same thing as the first time.
Well, we're simply arguing that the Shemarit has no ability to do that at all. The Shemarit has no ability to take out this wine which is left in the shmorim. So the mishmeres is not facilitating that at all.
Well, if not for the mishmeres, it would just all come out with, and if it was some big holes in it, then everything would come through.
That's a good question. That's also a question. Now, what does it b'Shabbos ma'am agabi shmorim shenishru b'chavis v'koltin ma'am tama yain or mitzian or some b'Shabbos v'shaisin oisot. So here he's saying that l'chara you're doing breira, so the achronim assume that the mishaber in this line is trying to address my question. He's saying you're not really taking out the wine; all you're really doing is taking out the flavor. So flavor is insignificant. So it's not really called the ma'aseh breira. The wine is the water is taking out the flavor of the wine, not the actual wine. So you didn't really take anything out, and then the water doesn't need a braver process. So a person came to me and argues, okay, so let's use tea bags on Shabbos, because the tea bag is like the mishmeres, right? And the water goes in, mixes with the tea, takes the flavor of the tea, and goes out. So what's the difference? So I said, you're right. I don't understand either of them. I don't see why this case is mutter, why that case is mutter. The Rebbe Yonim says it's not just taking out the flavor of the wine; you're actually taking out the wine, right? So, what exactly is this sword? So, it's a little bit of a complicated. I don't know. I don't have a good hasbro. Okay. Exactly, but what kind of halacha? Why not? So that's why it's a very confusing halacha. Okay.
Some people say you can.
Some people want to argue based on this that you could. I'm not saying halacha ma'aser that you could. No. Yod. Yain or ma'im shem slulim. You have clear wine or you have clear water, and you want to filter through the mishmeres, so that's fine. Because it's really right to use as is. The fact that you want to just like do like an extra run through to get to make it even a little more pure, that's not a real burr. So I have a filter at the end of my faucet, so the water which comes out, you know, gets filtered. Now the reality is, or I add one of these Brita filters, is only that to my water. The water goes in fine, the water comes out fine. It's not really too much is really happening. So it's not called Brita. Now, furthermore, there might be actually be in the water some undesirable items. There's little pieces of wood. So the Mishnah Berurah's point over here is that most people, at the time, whatever the Ramah is referring to, they would drink the water as is. They don't mind the fact that you have these little things there. So if both people consider this usable as is, it's not really a braver process. Now Al Basudr doing this with a sudr is also Mayim is also Mishum Libun. You're washing the sudr, you pour the water through the cloth, you're washing the cloth. Mishameris is made to use for yayin. You don't really clean it out, you don't really need to clean it out, so the fact that you're putting water through it is not really called libum because it doesn't do anything for you. But a sudr, which I decided to repurpose for the purpose of being my filter, but meanwhile you're cleaning it with putting the water through. So that's also. Of yayin mishar mashkin mutter, but other liquids are not considered libun. It's adarab, you're making it dirty. Okay. Now, however, vim hei machurim, if the liquid was not clear, it was cloudy, bein mayim bein yayin, also lasananam. So you're going to have you're doing an act of filtering the water or the wine. Okay. Well, Rambam b'mishameris aser afilu mayim b'yayin tzludim. So the Rambam says that we aser in the mishameris because it looks like you're doing it derechol. So they asered it. But sudur is not there. Is not the normal way to do it. So that they didn't aser. Afilu b'sudurim loytira and ella b'tzludim. Aval lo b'churim. Even though tashinoi, that's not enough to be matter achurim. Now, v'yayin migitoi, calls man shutoi says pirush shenir kibaseach when the wine is still fermenting. At that time of the year, when the wine is fermenting, people drink it like this because that's what's available. Tarif chavis bishmorah ben noisin l'sechasuder. So. You can pick up and you pour it through, and that's fine. Zat Mishmer, Lama that was Mutter. Kivin the Olav has seen on Gamket Hem Sludim, they're already clear. So the sinner is not really doing anything. There's no bara because there's nothing really to be bara out. Slim mikri, the definition of slim is most people would consider that ready to drink as is. That some say it's not enough for roi ben yodim; it has to be of everybody. So why you mean masanin? She just like it to be more clear. Just mishagas. They make an almond milk. They crush the almonds and get the liquid out. So you have little pieces left of the almonds in it, but they used to drink it like that. So since you can drink it like that, so filtering it is mutter. What's interesting in halacha, lemaisa. So going back to those filters, so we assume that it's mutter. However, if a person who has a medical condition and he can't drink the water without the filtering, for him it's aser, because for him it is doing a maisa a breira. So one of the big shadows which they have in New York, if you hold there's a problem with a couple pads, so you must filter the water to drink the water. You can't drink the water without filtering it because there's these little organisms in it. So that's Breira. It'll be Breira on Shabbos.
What's
copepods? Copepods. These little organisms. All water has organisms in it. They're microscopic. You don't see them.
All water.
Except if you sterilize it. It has a certain amount of organisms in it, live organisms, but they're not also to eat because they're microscopic. What about something which is semi-microscopic, which means you can tell that there's some, a dot is there, but you can't see any form of legs, etc. It doesn't look like a live thing until you look at it with a magnifying glass. So that's copepods. So in New York City, the copepods are they're not considered dangerous to a person's health, and the city allows them to be found in the water. So there's a big machlokes place, you're allowed to drink that water or not. So if you can't drink that water, then you can't filter it. You can use the filter to wash your hands, because for washing your hands, the water's clean enough. But you want to drink, you can't use the water from the faucet. So he said, this is even though there's kismen dakin in it. There's a little bit. If it's a lot, then it's ready. People will not use it like that, and then it becomes brerer. These little white stuff which develops in the wine. So most people don't care about that. So it's usable as is. But in the Sudr, it's aser with water because of libun. Also, the sun, I feel my imsulam, even the water is clear. The gamri, umari b'sheino imen mukhan lekach. It's talking about a sudder which is not designated for the purpose of filtering. Otherwise, we get back to the din of mishmeres that you don't mind the fact that it dirties. That's what it's supposed to do. So the water pouring through is not really cleaning it. The shriyos is al kibusoi. Is al kibusoi kekos b'sheyos b'bir divrei atur. Just putting water through without rubbing it, just soaking it already, is considered an act of kibbutz, and that's why it's awesome. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Magen Rama Grom Aski the Loigem Rina Bezeshriyos Zok Kibbutz. So Kimish Ain Alav Lichluch Kedalei Al Basim and Shin Beis if Tess. The Din of Shriyos Zok Kibbutz only applies when the thing is dirty to start with. Over here, it wasn't dirty; it was a clean sudder. So soaking a clean cloth in water is not called libun.
Isn't it always been brera that if in general people would not be makbid on this, and it's not called brera? If I have, if I'm raising challah, I don't want the raisins in the challah. It's not called brera if I take them out because most people eat raisin challah. No, if I once I take them out, I am, as it were, defining that I'm being makbid on it, then it becomes a problem. But over here we're saying over here that's
there is, especially according to the second shot in the Mishnah Berurah, it's so much, everybody really drinks. This person also drinks like that. He just likes having it a little clearer. So that's, you know, that extra clarity that you like, you know, whatever it is not, doesn't bump up to my Sabrera.
Like using like the Brita versus you still drink it.
Correct. So using a Brita is not a problem. If you have a person which has would refuse to drink the water without a Brita, then he's got a problem. Even though most people don't care. Okay. So now, Zakti Mishnah Berurah. So there's no problem with Shriyos Zak Kibbutz. So what's the problem over here? Mikra tell me, Yisra Mishum Tiyachal Lovel De Libun Tayere Schita. We hold it, but Shriyos Zak Kibbutz, it doesn't apply, but if you squeeze it, then we assume there's a din of Libun. Even something which, as far as you know, is clean. You can't squeeze the water out. So the gzeir over here is you might squeeze the water. There's a gzeir mirabon, you might squeeze the water out. Okay? Therefore, mashengim b'shemeresh asuya lekach, by mashemeresh, which it's made to get wet, no reason to squeeze it out to dry it. Well, you have a l'sochte. And therefore, if I would have a sitter which is designated for this purpose, I'm also not going to squeeze it. So then it's mutter. The yayin, Shemashkin, is mutter. Zak the Mishabur the server, the Dafka Bayan Odim. This halacha that wine is, you don't say Shrios is Akibusoi, applies to red wine. Abul Yayan Lobin, white wine, is also the Sadan, Kamar Mayim. We're not talking about a sweet wine, we're talking about a dry wine. It's not there's no sugar making it dirty, and there's no coloring making it dirty. And matter of fact, the wine will filter out the dirt which is there. So the Taz holds that you say Shrios is a kibusoy on white wine. Mishar Maashkim and Mutter. You might squeeze it out afterwards, according to the reason why that's the issur. Because it doesn't really help you. Even if you do that, you're not really cleaning it. Even though a little bit of cleansing will take place. So, squeezing, what do you accomplish? It's still colored, it still has the smell. You want to squeeze it to get out the liquid. It's not so much, there's not so much liquid caught in the cloth that it's worthwhile to squeeze it out. So we're not worried about the gzeir shem yiskut. But if there are achurim, it's also the sanam shemberer, beim shemberes, beim sedorim. My achurim legarmi lo meshesi b'hachi klal. They're not usable at all. Vilu be'achur ksas efshe the mishli hachi achur be the inchi kapti shlo distroser b'li sinun and isra achur meshemberes al sedorim then derech lesanam by mutter the sanam yain rishar mashkin. Something which is really usable as is, just most people prefer not. So then you do with the shina of a suder, that's mutter. So it's only Austin and Mishameris. Let's hold it here.